Shalom Mishpocha. Shalom, family. Mishpocha is a Hebrew word. It means family. And we're the Mishpocha, the family with the Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people. Where the middle wall of separation between Jew and Gentile, it's finally come down to form one new man. Getting ready, Mishpocha, to blow the grandest shofar, or the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone, everywhere, to hear the good news. We want everyone, everywhere, to be red hot for the Messiah. My guest is red hot for the Messiah, Kenan Bridges. And Kenan, on yesterday's broadcast, I just wish we had had more time. I raised a question that a lot of our listeners have been thinking. They see a TV evangelist, and he's raising money. And they say, well, he has a platform, and people are going to give because he talks about giving. Then they see pastors that raise money. He has a platform, and people are going to give because he has that platform. And I asked you, I said, well, how does it work for the average Christian? And besides that, and going on TV evangelist, and I'm a television evangelist, so I can say this, but a lot of people raise funds with a greed motivation. If you give, then God will be the great slot machine in the sky, and you'll get 1,000 times more. And then they use manipulative language, and people, frankly, are very turned off. What would you say? I threw a lot at you, but what would you say, Kenan?
Well, first, I'll deal with the television evangelist part, because I think that's very important. And unfortunately, within the last 15 to 20 years, there has been a lot of abuse in Christendom as a whole as it relates to giving and prosperity and so forth. So there are many people, even people listening now, who have been discouraged by that. I've even been a victim of manipulation. I've given, I've sown seeds, and nothing happened. And I was frustrated with God. And one of the things that is so important is motive. Our motive has to be our desire to please God. In fact, if you study 2 Corinthians chapter 9, it says, not grudgingly or of necessity. Now, the word necessity in Greek means necessity. It means to give out of need. In other words, we don't just sow because we want something or need something in return, but we sow as an act of our obedience and worship of God and out of our love relationship with God. Now, here's the kicker. When we sow in faith and obedience, God obligates himself to meet us at the point of our faith and obedience and to manifest a great harvest in our obedience. So I think it's very important to understand why you and I are to give and why you and I are to be faithful to God. But more importantly, it's important to understand that the word of God is true. I want to tell people this, to someone listening now, you are already prospered. The moment you gave your heart to Yeshua, the prosperity of God was upon your life. You simply need to know how to release that prosperity through obedience and through faith and through being where God has planted you, which is another important key. You know, if you do what God is calling you to do, if you are faithful where God has planted you, you will, my friend, my brother, my sister, experience the blessing of God. But I do want to share this. This is so important. When we teach favor in our congregation and when people get a hold of this teaching, we are seeing miracles, Sid. We are seeing people's lives turned around. In fact, one time during one of our services, I began to make declarations for financial breakthrough over our congregation. We have several people there with businesses. And we, in literally a matter of days, saw turnaround in people's business. There was one young man that had a contracting business, and he had no business for several months. In fact, his business was so slow, he had to get another job and put his business on the shelf. Well, that day we did the declaration. The next day, he gets a call from a person that owns, an apartment complex, and they said, we want to get your bid on this complex. Well, he had been out of work so long, he didn't want to lose the business. So he literally just told the lady, well, whatever the last person bid, I'll just do lower than that. She says, no, you have to give me a number. And they go back and forth for hours, literally. And he says, well, maybe 4,000, 5,000. He's just lowballing out of fear. And finally, he comes up with a number that was so big and so ridiculous that he was afraid to tell the lady. Finally, she begs him and says, you have to tell me what the price is. I promise you, you'll probably get it. And he tells her the number, and the lady says, okay. So out of nowhere, he gets this huge, huge contract to do this apartment complex right after the favor decree over his life. And we see this all...
Now, out of curiosity, well, I walk in the favor of God. I love it. But favor is not just in financial areas. How does it work in things like sickness, in things like family relationships, in things like just wherever you go, people like you, people favor you. How is this working? Give me one testimony.
Well, you want one, so I'll give you one. There was a mother in our church. Her son actually had been involved in some criminal activity, had a felony on his record. He couldn't get a job. He couldn't do anything, really. And she had been praying for him for many, many years, and just that he'd go on the straight and narrow. Well, she got a hold of our teaching, and that morning she actually brought her son, her husband, and she began to declare that her whole family walk in the blessing of Abraham. Well, that same day, somehow, when he was trying to get this job, with all this criminal activity on his record, he passed the background check after applying to the same place and not being able to get past the background check for months. He passes the background check. Several weeks later, he goes to court for a hearing where they're about to give him prison time. And he stands before the judge, and the judge just stares at him. It's something different about you. He says, are you tired of seeing me, son? And the guy says, yeah. And the judge says, case dismissed. Literally wipes his record completely clean. He's working, has a good job, and everything's flowing in his life.
What is your definition of biblical favor?
Well, favor, there are a couple of definitions, but I'll use an Old Testament definition as we see in the life of Abraham and Joseph. In fact, over there in Genesis 39, God talks of Joseph, and he says, and the Lord was with Joseph. He was a prosperous man. And this was a Hebrew slave in an Egyptian house. And later on there in that chapter, he says, and God gave him favor in the sight of the Egyptians. Well, the Hebrew word for favor is the word chen, C-H-E-N, and it means liking. It means preferential treatment. It means goodness or charm. So the favor of God is really when God is smiling upon you in every area of your life, in your health, in your finances, in your relationships, in your ministry. It's an all-encompassing reality where we are literally walking under an open heaven.
Now, I had a friend who's in heaven right now. His name was Dr. Derek Prince. And he used to always say, it's so important to declare the scriptures over you. How important is it to you and members of your congregation to do these favor declarations?
Well, we do them all the time in our church. And those that follow our ministry, whether it be online or any other medium we use, we are often declaring the Word of God. And the reason why the Word of God is so important is because the Bible says, in the beginning was the Word. In fact, let me share this with you real quick. The Bible says that the words of the just, or a word fitly spoken, is like apples of gold in pictures of silver. And that's in Proverbs 25:11. We did a fast in our church where we went 21 days only declaring God's word. And during this fast, one of the young men in our congregation was going through some challenges on his job. In fact, they brought in a new manager, and the manager gave him a very negative report. His job was now in jeopardy. And because we were on the 21 days of positive confession, he was unable to complain about it. Well, one day that manager invites them to go out to lunch, his whole team. And she comes to him and said, "Can I carpool with you?" The same one that gave him a negative report. While in the car, she says, "Are there any complaints you have about me or this department? And he says, "You know what?" He remembered the fasting we were doing. He says, "You know what? I'm just thankful to have a job. I'm blessed. I think this is a wonderful place of employment, and I just thank God for this opportunity." The lady looks at him with a perplexed look, and she says, "I've never heard anything like that in my life. What are you talking about?" She says that she was so refreshed by it. She says, "You know what? I'm just blown away." She gets back to the office. The same one that tried to fire him recommends him for a promotion on his job. 2 weeks later, he gets a promotion and a pay increase by his words. The Bible says, "By your words you shall be justified, and by your words you shall be condemned."
Now, on tomorrow's broadcast, tell me about even your own mother when you proclaimed favor over her and got a physical healing. But again, in your words, why did you write the book, Supernatural Favor, and why the 3-CD series, Favor Revolution?
Because the body of Christ needs to tap into this prophetic understanding of how to dwell in the land of Goshen, because if we don't, what is coming ahead will overtake us. But if we tap into this favor that has transformed my life, we will be able to live in God's abundant supply, spirit, soul, and body.
What did God tell you is coming in the United States in reference to favor this year?
Well, the Lord actually had a dream. It was actually more of a vision. I was standing in a field. It was a wheat field.
Oh, no, I did it to myself. I'm sorry. We'll pick up right here on tomorrow's broadcast. But I want to send this entire package, the brand new book, Supernatural Favor, the 3-CD series called Favor Revolution, for a gift of $35. To hear this week's interview or watch archives of our television show, It's Supernatural, visit our website at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org. To receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28278. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-447-2697. For all other calls, the number is 704-943-6500. That's 704-943-6500. For a CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation to Sid Roth. That's SIDROTH, Post Office Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28278.